day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Increased buyer support developing here today with feeder cattle futures sparking renewed interest. August feeder cattle trade $3 per hundredweight higher, helping to spark firm market support in all livestock markets. Corn futures today were steady to lower in limited trade volume. September corn futures about steady. Stock markets were mixed today in live trade. The Dow Jones 55 points higher, NASDAQ down 8 points. Over in live cattle today, follow-through buying has developed throughout the day, although intensity has slowed significantly over the last couple of hours, with narrow nearby gains holding based on limited volume late today. October live cattle futures, though, struggling to move back above $100 per hundredweight throughout the last 2 days. The price level is a psychological barrier at this point, more than fundamentally driven. Continued gains in box beef values today expected to spark some additional momentum throughout the entire complex over the next few days as higher beef prices push packing plants to maximize capacity in order to take advantage of the improved margins. Box beef cutouts today higher, up $4.08 in select and up $2.77 per hundredweight in choice with moderate to light movement of 50 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, sharp gains have continued to move in the nearby futures, with August futures holding a $3 per hundredweight rally. August feeder cattle futures have moved nearly $10 per hundredweight higher over the last two trading sessions, nearly erasing the early losses caused by panic selling throughout the entire cattle complex. Buyer support remained solid throughout the end of the session today, although the additional short-term gains may become much more difficult to establish due to growing uncertainty in corn production levels, which will impact grain prices throughout the end of the year. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed with corn trade fading overnight. Soybean trade, meanwhile, 3 to 4 cents lower today in choppy trade. Meal was $1.80 lower and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was mixed with Kansas City trade continuing to take the lead after being the short leg in recent trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.